Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today we'll be learning Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Perek 1, and Mishnahs 6 and 7. Hopefully we'll be finishing the first chapter. Today we'll be introduced to the concept of a kalbon. A kalbon is an additional payment that one makes alongside of his half shekel donation. Now, the kalbon is a sort of introductory note. The kalbon is a machlokas, what exactly the kalbon is. We'll see Reb Meir actually believes that the kalbon is biblical nature. The way he describes is that Hashem told Moshe zeh, and he used the word zeh when describing the shekel, or to show to Moshe that this exact coin must be given, and if the coin is even missing a little teeny bit, you don't fulfill your obligation. So in order to sort of hedge your bet, Reb Meir said that you give a kalbon always, midoraita from the Bible, whenever you give your half shekel. The rabbis say, no, that's not true. The right to half a shekel is enough. But one, midrabanan, from the rabbinic perspective, needs to give the kalbon. There's two understandings as to what this, the rabbinic nature is of the kalbon. Rashi is explained in Bechoros 56, says that it's a sort of a rabbinic version of what Rameir said, which is perhaps the rabbis were afraid that the half shekel would be diminished in value as the shekel is used as a coin, it's used for commerce, and while someone's fingers would rub off a little of the silver, and then when one would give a half shekel, we really giving a little less. Therefore, the rabbi said you hedge against that by giving the kalbon. The Rambam really says something else. The Rambam understands that what's going on here is that during Adar, because half shekel is in such a demand, the half shekel is really worth more than a half. The half shekel is worth 51 cents, 52 cents. It's worth more than, a little more than a half, because people are demanding. Everyone wants to actually give the proper half shekel. Therefore, somebody who comes with a full shekel, in order to, let's say, get change, he wants to get change for two half shekels, or he wants to give his full shekel and get a half shekel back, when he gets a half shekel back, he's really getting back more than half. Therefore, the rabbis insisted that he pays the kalbon. Okay, let's begin the actual text of the Mishnah. V'elu shechayvin b'kabon. These are obliged in giving the kabon. Levi'im, Levi'ites, v'Yisraelim and Israelites. V'gerim and converts. V'avadim b'shuchrarim and freed slaves who, being upon becoming free, became Jewish. Avolo kohanim. And kohanim are not obliged. And we saw earlier there's an argument whether or not kohanim in general are obligated in giving the half shekel. So here the Mishnah says, either way, no matter which way you accept, everyone agrees that kohanim are not obligated in giving the kabon. And the Mishnah continues, v'nashim, and women are not obliged. Again, women aren't obligated at all to give the half shekel. So even if they're giving, we're not going to demand they get the kabon. V'avadim, nor are we obligated, or nor are slaves obligated to give this kabon. Uketanim, nor minors. So now the question is, what are the cases that we're dealing with? The Mishnah is going to elaborate on some of the cases. So the Mishnah says, Hashokel Yad Kohen. So if one conjures a shekel on behalf of a Kohen. So what's the case here? So this is the case that one of the people that are obligated to give, a Levi, a Yisrael, or a freed slave, gives a full shekel, a full biblical shekel, that is, for himself and for a Kohen. Or one of those people gives for himself, for himself and for a woman. Or he gives for himself, for a slave. Or he gives for himself, and for a minor, putter. Then he's exempt from paying the kalbon. And as these people are not obligated, therefore, because he gave a full shekel for himself, half for himself, half for these people, we do not obligate him in the kabbalah. However, he gives a full shekel for himself and for his friend. Chayev bekalbon echad. Then he needs to give one kalbon. Rameir, who we mentioned previously, believes that the kalbon is a biblical obligation, says shnei kalbon, that if you give a full shekel, a full daraita shekel, in other words, a half for you and a half for a friend, you're obligated in two kalbon, because each person is obligated in giving a kalbon to hedge against a little bit of the silver coming off their half shekel. The final clause of our Mishnah, Hanotein Sela Venotel Shekel Chayiv Shnei Kalbonos. So this is a case where a person gave a Sela is equivalent to the one whole shekel of the Torah, and he gets back, no Solshani takes the shekel, which is a half shekel of the Torah. He acts to pay two Kalbonos. So there's actually an argument in the Yerushalmi as to who this is referring to. Some say it's referring to Rav Meir. But others say this, even the Tanakam, even the position that holds that the whole kalbon is derbanan, this could be according to them. And they explain it like this, that when somebody gives the whole coin, a whole biblical shekel, and gets back a half, he has to pay one kabun for the fact that, again, the half shekel is worth more, so he's just giving a whole. So he's, two halves at that time is actually worth more than one whole, so he has to pay one kabun for in. And he also has to pay a kabun because the Beis HaMikdash is giving him a half shekel back, which is really worth more than 50 cents. It's worth 51 cents, so he has to pay a kabun for what he's getting back as well. So that's how some explain that this works out even according to Tanakhama. So this would be both according to some, this last position would be for only for Meir, and according to others in the Gemara, it would also be according to the Tanakhama. That concludes Mishnah 6. Now Mishnah number 7, Hashokel Ayade Ani Vayade Shreno Vayade Beniro Pater. So again, we go back to the question of Kabo, when you're obligated, when you're not obligated. So the Mishnah says, when he gives a full shekel for himself and for an ani, or for a neighbor, or for somebody from his city, he is pater. That's again, if he's giving to them as a gift. However, if he's giving a full shekel for himself and for them, if he's giving it as a loan, he would be obligated in the Kabo. The Mishnah's next case is an interesting case of that's dealing a little with inheritance. A case where two brothers, their father recently passed away, and they just got inheritance. And depending on where they're right now in the distribution of the inheritance, would depend for if they're obligated in giving a tenth of the animals, Maaser Behema, and if they're giving a kabon, and they're actually inverse. So if you're obligated in giving a kabon, then they're exempt from giving Maaser Behema, and then the reverse. If they're obligated in giving Maaser Behema, they're exempt from giving the kabon. So let's try to explain the Mishnah. Ha'achen, ha'shutafen, she'chayven be'kabon, pitzurin min Maaser Behema. So this is the case that the brothers have already split up the estate, and therefore they're a true partnership. So in that case, they would be obligated for a kabbalah, because we've been speaking, somebody who gives, so let's say they were to take from their true partnership one full biblical shekel to give for both of them, then they would be giving similar, that because there would be one giving for the other, and they're both giving, and they would be obligated to give, it's not like you're giving for somebody else, like giving for an ani who can't pay, both can pay, coming from their finances, and therefore they have to give the kabbalah. However, at that time, people who are partners are exempt from Maaser Behema. However, there can be an opposite case. Keshechayv Maaser Behema, Peturim Min HaKabon. What's that case? There's a case where they just got the inheritance, but they haven't split anything. So in reality, it's viewed by halacha before they split it as if it's still owned by their father. And when it's all owned by their father, it's as if it was owned by one person. And Maaser Behema, they would be obligated, because you're only exempt from Maaser Behema if it's a partnership. But if it's still owned, viewed by halacha, even after the death of the father, as if it's owned by the father, they would be obligated for Maaser Behema. However, they would be exempt from the kabbalah. And why is that? Because it's as if the father is paying the kabbalah for them, and they're not paying them back. And that's what we saw earlier. Somebody who gives a shekel for somebody of his friend, or somebody from his neighborhood, or somebody from his city, he's exempt from the kabbalah. So it's as if their father is giving a gift of the shekel for each of his sons, and therefore they would be exempt from the kabbalah. And now to finish the Mishnah and finish the chapter, the kamahu kabbalah. This kabbalah, how much is it? So ma'a kesef divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim amrim chatzi. And what is that equivalent to? So the ma'a kesef is equal to about 1/12 of a shekel, and the chatima is equal to about 1/24 of a shekel. Hope everyone has a great day.